The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I'm sure that by now you know that flowers evolved in order to have sex with the birds and the bees. That's how they get their pollen from place to place. But orchids have taken this age-old practice to extremes, even for the natural world. For example, most flowers emit a smell that attracts pollinators. But to do so, some orchids emit a smell that doesn't smell sweet like a flower, but instead mimics the odor of a female bee. And the Ophrys orchid has actually evolved to look like a female bee viewed from the rear with her head stuck in a green flower. The male bee starts to pseudo-copulate, but soon realizes it's not working. Aroused, he breaks off for a more suitable mate and frantically tries again and again with other blooms. In all, there are over 30,000 species of wild orchids, about one-third of which use this sort of deception to attract bees and wasps with false promises of courtship. Most animal-pollinated flowers, however, attract their partners with a food reward of sweet nectar. So why does the trick of pretending to be an insect work? Well, the drive to mate is even more appealing than food to insects.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.